but we can't run Bob. You're not going to run Bob. You're going to answer his questions, goddamn it.
Ion, that the rocket that you mentioned, the flare, it was called Electron Rocket. Is there any specific reason why they named it Electron Rocket?
Correct, because it's positively charged. It's to make a buffer, a flare, so that everybody will know where to come. Because you see, the rush for all of the people across the border, they're not the only ones having the clarion call. Y'all come. Y'all come. The aliens are having the same call. Y'all going on this bus, you better get in. This bus ain't going to stop at every stop. Now, we're not making no stop. Once we leave, we do. So if you coming, you better come on. We got all the spam you can eat. That's why the earth is being changed. It's being in the preparatory stages to go home. And this ain't no million year, millennia, blah, blah, eon of something, something, something bullshit. I think the Green New Deal was right. What was it, 12 years? Another little way to say, Jeannie Bell picked up on this long ago, which is pretty good. When she'd come into, oh, it's 2:22. Okay, what you gonna do? She was saying, we always make the big reference that Remag tastes bad. And then she starts in the position where she likes the way her minerals taste. So in your process of ascension, what you'll find is it won't be so strident. It won't be so sharp. It becomes, once you start actually used to having magnesium, it becomes not so acrid, so shocking to the body, being, you know, having a taste that you wouldn't. That typically, your little man body says, spit that shit out. That's your first reaction, is spit it out. Then after a little while, you come like, yeah, I feel better, and I feel different, and it works. And that with the Remag Bomb, I don't know. I'm sure you could use all those other things, too, which is very important, because they fill in other gaps in your process from this long ride into the abyss or this short trip to ascension. They're both a trip, you think.
So, what you're saying about the Remag, is that connected to, you said a couple weeks ago about, I'm going to finish. Okay, that Remag is going to take place or help us with the lack of oxygen? Is that's what's going on right now, that you're saying that Remag doesn't taste as pungent or as sharp as it does?
Pungent.
Pungent. Because
that's correct.
Of the... Okay.
See,
I'm noticing that
is,
also with the salt.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what we were in the private session was going on. Like, how ridiculous is it? Everything else before every cardiologist works has to eat no salt. Everything's got salt in it. Thousands of milligrams of salt. It's going to kill you. It's constricting your blood vessels. Ta-da.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And besides, how hard is it? How hard is it for salt meat to spoil? How hard is it to spoil? Answers?
Very hard.
It'll barely turn rancid. It can, but you just cut that fat off.
I'm noticing that my Himalayan salt in the container, a glass container I have it in, looks a lot more clumpy than normal. Almost like it's becoming, like it's clumping like moisture.
Yeah. Well, that's what salt does. Like when you like take a cucumber and you put it in a brining solution, that's what it does. It pulls the water out. Or it pulls the water into itself. Like it'll pull it out of those things to basically dry them out.
But it's not ever. It's just recently started that way, looking that way. Just started.
Rhymes with Al2SO4.
Oh boy, I have some questions on that. But
it was time for it, so we thought we better.
Yeah, I have a question related to that. Here.
Prime of the pump.
Chad has some questions, apparently. Chad, you want to say something, Chad?
I just want to clear up one point of confusion for me. Back in that big session you did with Bert, December 7th, 2019, wrapping up the Egyptian Book of the Dead, talking about Andromeda
yeah.
and the Earth between the two black holes. In that, you said, Ion said, Gilgamesh is the tree of life, what the angels serve and what
yeah.
man serves. Is that the same Gilgamesh
right.
you're talking about here?
It certainly is. It goddamn sure is. That's the same Gilgamesh that had the power to build the tower to God. He was going to bridge the gap. That was his goal. And then Bob got a hold of it, and it wasn't about Bob. So he's like, fuck you, son of a bitch. You better change your name right to Nimrod, and you follow me. Well, he didn't want to follow him, so Bob throwed him in jail for
I arrested
years or so.
Sheriff Bob. I arrested the fucker.
Yeah. And then Bob said, Bob walked into her, and he's that's where they built the Tower of Babel. And he says, there's a new sheriff in town. And then he
that's
confused
right.
everybody's language because they could communicate fluidly and perfectly and mixed up everything. So now everybody started talking in Finneganese, and they're still speaking in Finneganese. And they don't use pronunciations right, and they don't use punctuation. Ridiculous. And then
that's
Bob
right.
said, OMG, what a BFD.
Ian, so you also said the roots of the Tree of Life are in Andromeda. So if Gilgamesh
correct.
Is the Gilgamesh is the Tree of Life, and Gilgamesh is being loose, that means that the AL2SO4 environment is starting to phase in or connect the Andromeda roots.
Correct. Well, it's getting
okay.
you ready. It's getting you ready for it. And then Gilgamesh will be cut down. Just like the Tower of Babel fell. And
well, it sounds like Gilgamesh
bridge.
Is like Ra'i or Ophanel. He created this whole world. So he's much.
No,
he's
not
Ophanel.
Like that. No, it's not. It's not. Nope. That's why the Masons adopted it and put the G on everything so they can see if it can stand. They are Masons. That means they build things. That's what Gilgamesh did, was build things.
Well, did they know what the G stood for?
That's Naaman.
No, Gilgamesh. The G stands for Gilgamesh,
right.
and they didn't know it.
They know Bob. They, that's right, but they used it. They were trying to say that it. We're not going to get into that. We're not picking on them. They are all right. They drunks, and we like them. People.
The drunks. That's right, they're drunks.
Okay,
yeah.
Gilgamesh. Gilgamesh connected to quartz, because you also said that quartz are the roots of Tree of Life.
Of course. That's Chad's got questions on that, too. Chad?
Hmm.
Well, actually, my next question
quartz.
Is about the fronds on the Tree of Life, which you said back then are stars.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so you said
correct.
The fronds
which,
are stars.
Which represent quarks, because
hmm.
you can't move stars like that. They don't go like that. They're pretty stable, typically. Like your sun, they rarely go red dwarf or blue dwarf quickly.
Mm.
They do, but just
right.
not quickly.
Right. You said the gauges of stars to hook you up to where you need to go. So are the stars more like a map then?
Yeah, it's the craziest thing. Like if you had some way to figure out like symbols, and you put the symbols in a certain order, and then you make them where they have a spin. Or a pitch that would give it an opening effect to give you like a little sign that says this star goes with this star. And when we turn it this way, it's like, oh yeah. It's like when you figure, you remember the light bright? Do you remember light
yeah.
bright?
Yeah.
Okay. It's so amazing when you figure out how you can take a black piece of construction paper, very inexpensive. That's all you had was construction paper back in those days. Didn't have a pee pad and a poo pod and an iMac and a knickknack and didn't have all that. And you punched the little things in the hole. You could make pictures that the light would go through, but you had to know how to configure it in such a way. You see. Otherwise, you end up with it when you're doing your Adam and Eve thing. If you put the wrong sticks in there, Adam ends up with the blue penis, and that's never appropriate. So you have to get it straightened out, you see.
Oh, so those are the stars, are the little pinholes?
You are the author. You, those are the, that's what connects those, spaces. We're going to say spaces.
Chad,
there's a better
Chad,
word,
what
but we're
did
not
you ask? What did you ask?
That how to make red velvet cake. How to make red velvet cake so you can eat baby Jesus. Don't marry fucking Krumma.
Krumma.
Well, Ian, what do you make of Chad's, seven levels, or what do you call them, Chad, that you made?
It's the helical stacks of the legend of symbols.
Hmm. Have you seen that, Ian?
Yes. In motion.
Yeah.
Right. Is that a, what Chad did, is that acceptable?
He's working on it. He's working on it. It's the same complaint we have with the Tiki Talks, the blithering idiots that are feeding that monster. They don't know how to turn their goddamn cameras around on their P-pad phones, so they're reading everything backwards. And then they'll hold something up like you can read the motherfucker backward, and you have to be dyslexic to even see what they're talking about. They won't turn their phones around. And so the tech buddy toys with them and makes them think that it looks normal. And then everybody's looking at it and says, oh, yeah, that's normal. Like, well, okay, what does it say? Oh, I can't read it. I don't read. What do you mean? Who reads? You know, they read. They don't have to read it to me. Then they ask A to read it to them.
Appreciate right, that. So it's got to be flipped around. Yep.
Now, be careful. We didn't say that, but you got to turn your camera around because the perspective from the other side might be perfect. But you don't know
okay.
that.
Turn the camera.
But see,
so
we're
turn
not,
the camera.
Correct. And then get a different perspective. And then it may open up. And you go, oh, okay. Because the whole point of that little comedy of errors was to, so you'd have the components to dial a mile. Remember?
Yes.
Good.
It's interesting that you brought up the Tower of Babel. Because when I created the stack and I looked at it, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, this kind of looks like the Tower of Babel.
That's right. Correct. Not bad.
Okay.
See, now look so, here, y'all. No, it's okay. We got this now. Hold on. Just a minute. This one got a little cleanup to do. People get bored because you're too smart, and they get bored when smart people talk. They don't like that. It makes them feel less than. And you're not haughty. Well, you can be. You have been. But it's not bad. We like it. It gets us off a little bit, just a little bit. Not a lot, but sometimes. And then what happens is you got to ring it back around. So having that knowing is appropriate. And making the connections vibrantly apparent is helpful. But see, the whole point of this position is you never pushed against it until you did. And then you had to get over that. And you did. So that's good. No problem. But then what happens is you look at it from a perspective that you allow yourself a larger, can we say a larger bulldozer? You know what a D8 is?
No.
Oh, we thought you were smart.
Apparently not. D8. Oh, V8, an engine, yeah.
No. D as in dumbass. D8.
Big D8. Digger.
Oh,
it's a bulldozer.
Okay.
The size of a bulldozer. And so what happens is you get a larger bulldozer, which is what we're doing right here. And you push a whole bunch of dirt, but then you have to come back and redefine it and get the little bitty shovel to do your final grade. Final grade. Grades when you're doing Black Karen did when she built her building.
Yeah, I know what a grade
is. The big truck.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Good. Congratulations. We were trying to help the people who didn't know Chad. Come on now. Where's your sense of passion? No, it's fun because other people would be so sensitive we couldn't do that. Well, we would. We don't really care anymore, so it's okay. Oh, did you have anybody on the list you wanted killed? Bob's in a mood.
Okay. No, I'm cool.
Okay. Call Bob's cult bad one more time and see what happens to you. That's Bob's the worst. He's a great savior, y'all, but he's a terrible cult leader.
Right.
It's terrible.
What was the first thing? Great savior?
Savior.
Savior.
Savior. Yeah. One of the better saviors.
You're here to save them.
I make a short list of greatest saviors on the planet.
and then he quotes the entire book of Hosea. The entire book of Hosea.
Yeah. On the short list with me is Napoleon, Hitler,
Napoleon.
Julius Caesar,
Napoleon,
Nero.
Napoleon, yeah. Tennessee. Yeah. Oh, that's a good place. Napoleon, Tennessee.
And Clark Gable.
Oh, my God, I don't give a damn. Yeah, frankly.
Yeah.
Ion.
Which was avant-garde. Which was avant-garde. And now, see, look, now here, take that. He's brought up a point now. Bob's fucking with y'all. You need to know this. He is fucking
with you. I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, because he's bringing up these points to sort of drive the narrative. That's what he accuses us of doing. And here's what he's doing. You know how it always works. At
so
the stages of apprehension.
I on the last What Youth, you mentioned, when you were speaking with Greg, you mentioned that this nuclear fission device added atoms. And I looked at the, and you also mentioned that it was due to Al2SO4. So was it the lasers that created the more atoms when they shot the atoms due to the Al2SO4?
No. They were already positively charged. The trick of that was to try to make it so that you could make them, force them to stay together. And all that does is create heat, which is the same way they do coal plants, for Pete's sake.
So
Go ahead, sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm still trying. I'm trying to connect the connection you mentioned that it was due to Al2SO4.
Because, you know when you burn something?
Yes.
Remember we always say that fire makes its own wind?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That burning process or aspect creates a differential ratio. And this is where Chad jumps in with his stuff. So we were going to say shit, but we said stuff. So it creates its own wind. So now what happens is fire displaces atmosphere. Displaces atmosphere, which was the whole point. That's what everybody talks about, the carbon effect, which we like, carbon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You notice we quit talking about carbon.
Mm-hmm.
You notice. And yet you got more carbon now than ever. Praise China. China. Praise China. What is it Rush Limbaugh used to call it? The Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms. Duffy gets upset with us. Duffy didn't do. You know, when we talk about the Chi-Coms.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, that really hot item you dropped at the end of my engagement.
Now, wait a minute now. Be careful now. You're setting this up to get a bad answer. We're going to answer it, but you're setting it up for this big move. People were stone cold in the middle of an old fashioned, and they had to put it down, listen, because you think they had to turn up the volume. So,
well, if they were listening to the last What Youth, they would be standing on their toes to find out what I'm going to really ask about the hydrogen.
That's true. That's okay. We give you that.
And, okay, because you said something that the powers that be understand.
Yeah, what is it, the preacher? What is it at the wedding when you knew you had it all wrong? And you should have gave the wife $5 and kissed the preacher.
You said that the powers that be know how powerful hydrogen is, and they'll use hydrogen as an effect to cause us to be less than. So, first question, are the powers that be of alien origin?
If you could realize, and it's going to take a little quantum leap here. But when this all started, this little menagerie that y'all living in, you do realize that those angels cast down into the earth got here before humans were.
Mm.
So, see, the aliens and the angels see this conversation as very different. Mm. The only thing that moves them is God. And so you are the cockroaches at this stage. You see? Until, like in Men in Black, when the cockroach turns into the size of a building, and all of a sudden the cockroaches is heavy. You know, it ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. It changes up then. They flip the script a little bit. So you got to realize that they see this differently than you. And that's why Bob's so very good at this play-by-play. Well, we don't even know what you call it, but it's not pretty. I'll give you that. It's not pretty. Okay, we don't have music anymore. We don't have capacity anymore. And Dr. Karen Dean's got JW on the program. It's got to be, and it's time to do that. So we're going to answer this question, which we're going to try to. Well, we think we already have. But you realize that from the perspective that they're looking at this, you are the outsider. And that's what it is from the beginning. It always was. You'd come back to God. Then whether or not you were here first or not, doesn't matter. You still rule and reign. You see?
Yes.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
You want some more?
I'll let you. I'll take your message.
No, no. Go ahead. You got it. Get it while you get it. Cause this,
okay.
You know.
Because you said. Okay, but.
We'll terminate this meal in a minute. It don't bother us at all.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean, because I'm in that mode right now, too, when I eat. Ion, okay. So the manipulation of hydrogen, does that mean that they're increasing the negative pH, the absorption?
Well, hold on. See, the humans don't even understand that. You're so damn smart. They think negative pH is less pH. No, it's the other end of the spectrum, the other end of the field.
Right.
That's the problem with negative pH. It's its own thing. So that's like saying, oh, so if we just put a minus in front of a sine, then we have a cosine? We go, yeah, but it's a totally different thing. It's a different starting part.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. But I'm just curious of what they're doing to manipulate the hydrogen that causes us to make us less than, because that goes into a whole nother, opens up a whole nother chapter, because the one thing I remember you stating that made us less than are neutrons. So are they manipulating the hydrogen with neutrons?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do with this particle beam acceleration. And then they're confusing that. If they would just play fair, y'all would have a change. But you don't have a change because they're not playing fair. And they have no intention of it. Now, is that the tech body or is that the angels or is that the aliens? They don't care. They didn't ask. You think? So it's kind of like Vegas, the stay with the house, because the house going to win. Probability. Now, we don't do probability. Well, we do probability. Well, it's very probable that we do not embrace the theory of relativity or probability.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like never say never?
Yes. Okay, but Anya said stay with the house. Can you go into that? What does that mean, stay with the house?
That means, okay, you got to bet with the house. You got to bet with the house. Bet with the house.
Okay, and I'm not a gambler, so you have to go further as far as applying to this thing, because I know what that means.
It doesn't matter if you're a gambler or not. What matters if you're a good one. Life is a gamble, biggin. So you just want to be a good one.
Okay, but stay.
If y'all have in y'all's bodies, you know, those things that you live in,
mm-hmm.
and you're not taking two or the real lines in the morning and two real lines at night, we're not sure how you're able to process.
But I do.
Of course.
I do. I don't.
Well, you have to. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice.
Yeah. We're going to take a side regression. Hey, Ian, I noticed that.
No. That was important. That was important.
I know.
That was our little public service announcement.
No, I was going to piggyback on that. Is that I noticed that if I do develop some weird exercises for my hips, it's really wild. But if the more I do it, the better it becomes. It has to do with the tendons. It has to do with the tendons of my hips.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we would have never said or told anybody that, but we had to have the conditioner. Everybody would say, "Ascension hurts."
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bob.
Hey,
Bob.
Yeah.
JB Ion said he wanted to take a break a number of minutes ago. It's time.
Oh, okay. I'll just end up with this. Bert, my sore hip I've had for a year when the aliens started fucking with me, it went away a couple of weeks ago. Went away.
Wow.
I'm healed, Bert. Healed.
Oh, my God.
They did it.
And took Karen's Louisville Slugger to healing.
No. Okay, I don't think I can. Let me see. If I click on music, I don't think Bert's back. I'll just click on a music, see what happens. No, nothing there. Well, we're not. Are we there? Oh, yeah, we're there.
Where are you, Bob?
If you were there, how do you get? Can you prove you're there? No. I don't know.
You guys get on there and have some fucking voice from the deeps of hell say, "You wiped out five generations of the Rothschilds. You did this. What the fuck would you fucking do?" I can barely pay attention to you fuckers. No one's ever had this shit said about them. All right.
And live to complain about it. And live to complain about it.
Can you play music through your phone, Bob, like you did the session?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do that.
Yeah, do
you
it.
That's a good idea, Alyssa.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay, you get your goddamn album collection out, turn on your stereo, you do it. You sit there in front of your computer.
Well, I don't know. I can do it.
Taking something a little too much for granted there.
I can do it.
Okay,
I can call it out.
Play
some of
your wimpy ghost music.
Oh, Lord. Pick one of Bob's nice dirges. Bob's got some nice dirges that everyone looks forward to.
Hey, how's it look for Bill? Is Bill going to survive this ion?
Great question.
Well, you know, there's this thing called a completeness formula. And for $20 an hour, he could be able to get a little of that. You know, he could get in on that a little bit, but, you know, I don't know.
He gets it. He gets it sent to him. Mm-hmm. He says he's taking it. But he is an old CIA guy, so he might be a bit hardy.
It's the rarest occasion. It's the rarest occasion somebody on the complete performance has to be paralyzed in a hospital. Rare
that's
is
right.
That the case.
Yeah, that's
the
lie. We're going to have to fire Bill and keep the station.
Well, what if? No, just take the turbo bridge. That's the only thing that needs fixing.
Yeah.
Bless that turbo bridge. And cheeseburgers.
And Dimitri's supposed to be making the fucking duplicate, and Bill hasn't sent the stuff over there, I think, yet.
Mm-hmm.
So if I call in on Turbo Bridge and I play music on my laptop, it should work. We can try.
Fuck that. You're going to listen to me. We're going to talk about the fucking private session, okay?
Okay, yeah.
That's music, not music.
JW needs to take a break.
Yeah, take
just
a break.
Just give
buddy.
A minute to get... We gotta make that. If we don't get his completeness down, him Karen will holler. We don't like that.
Yeah,
so he makes him upset.
All right. Thank you very much. Now we got Perth. Did VT come in here? Is that VT in Perth, Australia, or is there someone else living in Perth? VT. Okay, let's. Here's another Australia. Australia, is that VT? Nothing there. Okay, who would like to discuss the private session? There were a lot of fucking things on there.
Bob, the Tallow, was that what the Greg was speaking about on office hours?
I didn't register much of what Greg said when he went into the oil.
I couldn't either.
Like stout. It was stuff.
He called it snot. Snotite. Snotite.
Yeah,
snot-ite.
Right.
Like stalactites in caves, dripping stuff. And that does not sound at all what Ian says it is. Ian says
right.
Melted.
Oh, uh-oh.
I got to meet that. That's someone. It must be Skip. So I'll just meet that. So, yeah, this Greg sounds like quite a character. He makes up all this shit, and everybody in the world says it's all wrong. And yet where's he come from? What's he talking? He's damaged by his early years with the Queen. And, you know, in the private session, I saw that image, and it's a very good documentary on the Sex Pistols. And right in the middle of it, they show the Queen looking at someone in the camera. And, boy, she doesn't look too – she looks psychopathic. It's interesting. Not this nice old lady that you see. She's, you know, she's young, 50 years ago. And she's just looking, and she's got pale. It's like her face is pale. I was trying to get across. She had a lot of stress. You know, she killed this thing, killed that, did this, did that. Nobody knew in 77 with the punks taking over where reality was going. So she was probably a little stressed out about what she was supposed to do. That's what I picked up about the image.
Mm-hmm.
The punks and the threat of Margaret Thatcher. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that would be coming up in 2 years. She'd become Prime Minister 79. Ian, we're muting you. You're supposed to be taking a break. So what else is on the...
Ian laid out, when they laid out about the tallow and how it was worth, the fat of the dinosaurs, that they made a passing moment that Saudi Arabia's oil reserves, oil spring is getting ready to run out.
Yeah. Well, he's been saying they're empty for a couple of years now.
Wow.
This guy,
everybody? Let me unmute everybody, but anybody starts fucking around, we'll... Okay. Okay, everybody's unmuted, so talk in the lineup.
Michael.
So,
in relation to that Saudi Arabia thing, I was watching a presentation by this guy called Peter Zeehan. And he discusses a lot of end-of-the-world scenarios because of breakdown in systems. And one of the things he mentioned was that we're going to see a sudden uptick of piracy. And he pointed out that one of the culprits will probably be Saudi Arabia, who will go out and pirate other people's fuel from the ocean. But, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I didn't get what you were saying.
The Americans are withdrawing themselves from being the protectors of the oceans, and there's going to be an uptick in piracy, and with fuel shortages at hand, countries are going to start swiping other countries' oil tankers as they come along their coastlines.
Hmm. And who said this?
His name is Peter. Hold on, let me just check Bob.
Is somebody interviewed?
Peter Zeehan, yeah. I watched a presentation. He's just brought out a book called The End of the World is just Beginning. And
oh,
he
I think
outlined...
featured on Ian and Bob. I think I saw that in Ian and Bob.
Yeah.
Right? He was a new name. I'd never seen that name before.
Yeah. But he's just released this book, and that's why he's just giving presentations on it now.
It sounds stupid. All these idiots... You know, wealth is created by not paying attention to Ion. wealth about somebody who's got half a glance, glimpse of this or that, and they put out a fucking shit, and we're supposed to live with that? Okay, so is that coming from you, Michael? I'm just going to click on your thing.
No, I don't think so.
No, not that. No. There's a kind of a hiss.
Yeah, I hear it. White noise.
Yeah, oh, it's Kyle.
Testing, testing. This is Brendan.
Oh, it could be Brendan. No. Hard to find it.
Testing, testing.
This is the longest list of callers, 45. It was 50 earlier. So I don't know what's making that. Could it be me? Seems to be Nick. Let's unmute Nick. That would get somebody breathing.
Yeah, sounds like Darth Vader.
Yeah. It might be Jack. So, I muted Nick. It's not there anymore. Okay, it's gone.
I was just typing, it's not me, Bob.
It's a hiss sound.
Yeah. Bob, I've got a question for you. What's the difference between COVID lockdown as a cult and lockdown Bob Rule as a cult?
No difference.
None at all?
No, because, first of all, it's an all-purpose answer that I use this, and I'm learning to use it, you know. And Bob, Lockdown Bob Rule came in with COVID lockdown because everybody was forced to live like Bob.
Right.
They couldn't go anywhere, stay home. So it's not, we were saying that in 2020. And they said a lot of people went nuts being forced to live like me.
Yeah. Anything is, you didn't wear a mask, Bob. Everyone else was washing hands and sanitizing and following Bob.
Bob's been washing hands since day one.
Yeah. Bob washes his hands before he takes
He just introduced it to the world, Bob, Michael.
It's a cultural memory. People can remember somebody washing their hands on Andromeda. And I've washed my hands because I came from Arcturus or wherever it was, Alpha Centauri. So I come to a fucking ghetto, Compton, Hawthorne and Compton, it was basically for me, and fuckers, and all these humans, these dirty fucking humans.
Smelly, Bob, too.
Yeah. Hey, I had an angel smell, Bert. I really didn't ever had one before.
Yeah,
it was very
strange,
strong.
Isn't it? And it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It comes out of nowhere.
It's a very, very nice smell. It's very nice.
Was it the hyacinth that you smelled, Bob?
Maybe. I don't know smells, but it was very nice. And then I walked a little bit, continued a little further, so I walked out of its area. And I went to the end, and then I came back, and when I walked into the area where it should be, it wasn't there anymore. If it was a plant, it would still be there.
Right.
So I said, oh, there's the fucking angel. And then I began part one. Right at the beginning with that story, and an angel went into the red angel, the new level of the red angels.
Yes.
So what a
Bob,
marvelous life I have.
Bob, what if you
bow
say...
down to the marvel of Bob's life?
Yeah.
Bob, would it be safe to say that 7% of the celebrities, music stars, are aliens? Because that Mick Jagger thing was kind of striking for me.
Yeah, did you get that? How young he? I am pointing out how he looks young. He's like 79 yeah. years old.
Right, and, right, right.
So, I guess, yeah, it's, we don't know who's angels, but he's not the only one in the music industry. But right. that might explain why they have charisma. They are so different or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Marilyn Monroe might have been an angel, you know.
Madonna?
I don't think so. She's too much of a bitch. you know, here's the story we have. Jerry Fiofitz, I don't know if Jerry ever married Susie. But Susie was a very good singer. She can sing among black people, the early 20s blues stuff. And these black singers compliment her, you know, a white girl. Anyway, she was popular in the mid-70s in New York City. And Saturday Night Live and those people would go to where she was singing after the show. So she was kind of an insider entertainment late at night kind of place. So one night, so it might have been the early 80s, Madonna walked into the dressing room and stood there with this sort of pouty superiority. And I don't know if it was a sneer, but she just stared at Susie. And then, I don't know if she said anything, but then walked out. So she came and sized up Susie because she'd heard Susie was an inside New York phenomenon. But that's what kind of bitch she was. She just came in and looked at this thing and then walked out. It was not friendly at all. And Susie tells that story. And they didn't know who she was at that point, I don't think. She wasn't anybody. But they figured it out. So I think of that story as what an asshole she is.
Yeah. Apparently she upset Ireland's favourite, what's her name, Lady Gaga. I remember reading about that.
Madonna upset Lady Gaga?
Well, I think she's had bitchy things with Gaga and also Cher.
Okay.
She likes being Queen Bee, Bob, I think. Likes to be the
in
Queen Bee
way.
Doesn't like competition. Yeah, in a stupid
yeah.
way.
Did you ever see her movie, you know, Fuck It or Leave It or something? Remember, you play that game, spin the bottle. That was the name of
Truth
the movie.
Truth or Dare. Truth or Dare.
Yeah, Truth or Dare. And you see Warren Beatty was going out with her at that time, but he was caught off on the side watching this little kid, you know, like, what the fuck am I hanging out with her for? Kind of looks at her in the documentary.
I don't remember that. I remember her metal book or whatever it was called, her coffee table book with like a metal binder to it.
And, in the movie? In the movie?
I don't think that was in the movie. That was sort of in the late 80s. I mean, everything she touched in the 80s turned to gold, didn't it? And she was doing all these things. I think that's probably where that documentary came from. I mean, her longevity was impressive.
I started my music in club career with her song Dress You Up. That was her first video, 1985. And it was a good video, and so I used that.
Yeah.
Here, I could even play it. The let's see, I don't think it takes too long. Just go over here and go on the timeline, go down to November 28, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
November 28th.
She did a song called Angel. I think it was either the single before Dress You Up or the one after it.
Okay, so here it is, November 28th. Bob Marshall performs with Rosie Fantuti at the Beverly Tavern. Now, Bob Marshall was a guy on the radio. So this band liked International Connection, so they asked Bob Marshall to do it. He wouldn't do it, so I did it. So I click on it. And would you guys Can you guys hear that? You can't hear it, so I've got to broadcast it, right? Right? Do I have to broadcast
it? Well, do it like you did the private session.
Yeah, so I got to get my phone on. Shit, I got to go get my phone. So you guys can talk about something. It's a boring topic while I go prepare my phone. Can you come up with anything?
Make sure
has
it's
I never, has I never said before that a black hole and plasma are the same thing?
That's new.
No. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah,
we never even talked
cool.
about we never talked about plasma much.
In your session, that he makes that statement.
Yeah.
They make that statement.
That's new.
He started mentioning plasma a couple of weeks ago, right, Bert? Just started saying it.
It was last year, Bob. Actually, maybe 2020 into 2021.
He mentioned it for a couple of times?
Yes, because he brought it up with me in engagement talking about how salt creates a plasma field within the meat sack, and then we went out. I explored that a couple of times. So they laid out quite a bit in 2021, I believe, about plasma.
But they never related to as a key stuff in the universe like these new theorists do.
Yeah, and then what they just laid out about the black hole is totally new.
Well, what'd they say about the black hole?
It was in response to that recording you were torturing Ian with of that guy giving
right.
a presentation.
Yeah.
And during that, he said something about a black hole, and Ian retorted by saying, well, he was saying something about plasma and black holes. And Ian was saying, well, plasma and a black hole are the same thing. So what's he talking about?
Right. That's all that was said.
Nothing more came of it. Yeah. So I was wondering if it had been already been discussed as to how that
not
how
to glue them together, but Bert's saying he discussed plasma and separately mm-hmm. from the black hole. He said a lot of black holes, and then he brought them together. You know that that's what I read. That's what Scott said the other day. He was on there. Remember a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
He said.
Yes.
Scott says, Ian's so stupid. Ian's old-fashioned. Ian's still talking about black holes and plasmas. Where it's at? Remember that statement by Scott talking
about? Yeah, so that means we have a plasma situation happening above CERN.
Why?
Because
what is plasma?
Didn't Ian say a small black hole has been opened above CERN and that they're shielding it? Did I hear that correctly?
Mm-hmm. I think that sounds familiar, but... But did you get what he did say about plasma? It's not spiritual. It's not Akasha. It's not astral stuff. But it's another realm, another dimension. That's what he said.
Mm.
Right, Bert? Did you catch that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's something about it's something beyond our realm. It's something about plasma beyond our realm or something like that. Yeah.
Which Jay Wiedner and Robert Temple might think that's what they meant. You know, they think it's some spiritual zone, astral stuff that we're going to go to when you die, and that it is coming into this world, or you could tap into it. But I played that as typical New Age babble, and then I was very eloquent in how I explained that they're actually the opposite of what you should realize today. Dying, overcoming the fear of death, is not what's going on. That's not Ian's message. You get that? The fear of death is not an issue. You're supposed to enjoy the physical and stay in the physical and expand the physical, but you're not here to overcome death.
You're here to live to full capacity.
Yeah. Live to overcome your death, or fear of death.
Yeah, I want to
Which is
hear
what
that.
All religions are about. All religions are about that.
I want to hear that part again in the private session when he was talking about Jesus left his body and ascended. It was...
That wasn't said in that private session. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Let me see if I can... I don't know if I took a lot of notes on it.
Did you hear anything about Jesus, Michael or Bert?
I do recall something being said about
it. I'm talking about when Jesus returns. I ain't covering something about Jesus. When Jesus returns.
That was
Jesus
okay.
Comes Bert, with when angels.
That was the second coming. Yeah, that the Eastern Gate UFOs are the second coming. And Jesus comes with them or something. That was sort of a new twist to it.
Yeah, and he described that, you know, when Jesus was crucified, he left his body and then ascended.
He didn't
something
say that
about
during
that.
His private session. Did you guys hear that?
No, I don't remember hearing that. I just remember hearing talking about when Jesus returns, and they gave us some explanation.
The only notes I'm seeing is the follow-up questions you had, Bert, and when he had you lay out the seven thunders.
It wasn't that during the conversation that Bert had with Ian after the session?
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just said that. Okay. And the fifth thunder is the second coming of God, reaping the earth, God's home. And that's when, and then Ion said, this is all going to be sort of shredded up. Mm-hmm. And then there was more than Ion said, and he said, when Jesus returns is when we're going home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't take any notes on the part that I heard, but it was about, it was about no fear of death. But it was something about leaving.
If you look in the Church of Genius, there's a picture, who's ever familiar with this book, maybe Chad knows it, there's a picture of the fighting Jesus and Elvis and Bob fighting off the Nazi hell creatures. So the Nazi hell creatures are coming out of Nick's place, and you've got Elvis who didn't die, and you got the fighting Jesus coming back with the UFOs. It's a literal, accurate presentation based on what Ian said today. And what we know about Elvis.
That's crazy.
Does anybody know that picture? Does anybody know the Book of the Subgenius?
I
don't remember
Kindle,
that picture.
I have it in Kindle, but I don't recall that.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the book. You don't recall this, Chad?
I do recall it, and I just Googled it, and I think I can post it here. Hold on. It has the Stark Fist of Removal in it and all that. Those memes.
Yeah. So it's a pretty accurate, you know, Jesus come back to fight somebody with Elvis, for fuck's sake, who's on the Tiny Note chart, remember? And the second coming is in one of the preliminary bottom-up charts before the Tiny Note chart, the early small charts. So I knew what I didn't make that one. Those two, bottom up and top down, were made by Nelson Bob Marshall with my instructions. But they did that. So
okay, I found the section, Bob, and it was right around 9:55 California time. And Ion says, it's in this body that you are to ascend to. And he talks about even Jesus. My God, why have you forsaken me? But the ascension came very quickly and very clearly. ... And then I missed a chunk that I wish I hadn't. And then I have, then you're ascended in the physical. The Guff and the Waffle House are closed.
Is that in the private session? Is that in the private session?
Well, then he says the Guff and the Waffle House are closed. Is that? Yes, it was in the private session.
Yes, that was that complicated part. You're right, where he says that you're ascended to the body. And he was responding to what I said. I was trying to say that physical is more important than anything in other death realms, and he then translated with that complicated talk about ascending to the body, which was physical.
Yes, and that even Jesus felt forsaken. And then something about leaving his body. He actually left his body before he ascended, his meat sack.
What's that mean? He left his body.
Well, Jesus died on the cross, right? So it's the idea that
so
his body
left
was
his
dead.
Body, and then he ascended. What would ascending be? Most people think that's leaving your body. So if he ascended after he left his body, that means he came back to his body.
Yeah, that's what, something like that. And the only thing I got was the end. And then you're ascended in the physical.
Yeah, because he says a weird thing using the word T-O. You ascend to the body.
Yes. It's in this body that you are to ascend to.
Yeah.
My God, why have you forsaken me? But the ascension came very quickly and very clearly, .. Then you're ascended in the physical.
Yeah, like, so that was his translation, complication of what I said. And only I can make sentences like that. They sound incomprehensible, but when you know what they mean, they're perfectly said.
This image that Chad, thanks for posting this, Chad.
Yeah.
This image, holy shit, because like Bob is holding up a thing that looks like the Ezekiel wheel, kind of, with the power coming, the lightning bolt coming off of it, or like a virus, kind of looks like a virus, and then around it, it says seven-bladed windbreaker.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
He's got Jesus, Buddha, and Shiva. Elvis, and I don't recognize the other guy beside Elvis.
I forgot. I was leading it. That is me. That's fucking me leading it. And Kennedy, JFK over on the left.
Oh, yeah, Kennedy. Okay, Kennedy. Yeah. Kennedy, well,
that
Elvis.
That could be Gilgamesh, too.
It's a peyote star.
It's a what?
Amazing.
It's like Xi Jinping. On the
You're holding up a peyote staff, Bob. It's got all these peyotes on it. Look at it.
The Bob character is.
Yeah, yeah.
And look,
the head behind him looked like a wall.
The head?
All those heads, at first I thought it was a wall. All those heads.
Those are the people running across the 33rd degree parallel.
I don't see any heads, Jed. What are you talking about?
They're up
above. You
got to
go to the
second
underneath.
Image. Is the second image?
Oh, yeah, down
the
beneath.
The crowd.
A shaded background
of
heads.
But guess what is the Stark Fist of Removal? What is that? That's fucking Ion.
Of Retrieval.
It's Ion. He's Ion because it removes things. It gets rid of them. And look, the Hydra, and look, down at the tip, the nipple, down the bottom is sort of the Android meme. It says the media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a combination of all factors. Nazi hell creatures, men in black, and the Illuminati, evil UFOs, rival cults, the anti-Bob, peace boys, and false prophets, the media, communistic one world government, Reagan, or any president. That fucking covers the whole, kind of like the TV body, or the tech body. Could be a picture of the tech
and
body.
Look, it says the anti-Bob. It's like like the antimatter, you know, like
it's CERN. Yes, the CERN is the Antichrist. So look at what they're channeling. They're channeling this. This is so fucking literal. accurate. It's very accurate, right?
What would the scholars at Oxford have to say about this?
Yeah, what the Rhodes scholars, Clinton and them, have to say. But it is very active within Iondom, but the subgeniuses wouldn't know what the fuck we're talking about.
It's interesting that it says petrophiles above the Rockefellers, and you just have to change that to the problem we have today, which is pedophiles. It's pretty damn close.
Where do you see petrophiles? I don't see Rockefellers. Where's that?
I don't either.
Rockefellers is one of the lowest comments in brackets by Jesus' foot. Go to Jesus' foot.
Oh, we don't see Jesus' foot.
Oh, yeah,
we only see
it's
that.
To the left of 666 at the bottom.
How do you understand different?
Okay, I posted a second image.
Oh, okay.
The better version.
Thanks.
Yeah, second image. If you double click on the second image, it blows up.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now we got it. Yeah. Cool.
Oh, wait. There's more to discuss then.
It's really cool that Jesus has got the biggest gun.
Well, they used to call him the fighting. He's the fighting Jesus. He doesn't have much good PR. But, like, so this book, this image is what I was looking at through the month of January 1984, because Sue saw a review of it in October, People magazine, then bought it me for Christmas, so she came by Christmas and gave it to me. So I read the book in January 84, and I'm looking at this image. And a lot of it is cosmic awareness stuff from Paul Shockley. Shockley has all this a lot of weird stuff. Dave Wurster didn't channel that kind of stuff. So this octopus, it was cosmic awareness stuff. And so in January 4th,